There was a man. I'm going to give him a name. His name was Ravi Bernard Delgado. He was a young man, not too young, but young enough. And he was a devoted young man. He was devoted to his practice of yoga. He practiced yoga. He got up for his sadhana every day, took his cold shower, did his breath of fire. He was ready to do the world. But he didn't have any idea what he should do with his life. So he kept praying and praying that somehow God would give him a message, give him some kind of inkling of what he should do with his life. What should he do? How should he prepare to serve the world? So one day, God comes down and says, "What is it, Sonny?" He says, "Well, you know, I've been doing my sadhana and I really feel like I want to do something important, but I have no idea what I should do. What should I do? I need a message." He says, "I need some inkling of idea what I should do to serve." He says, "I tell you what, you see that big rock out there? You go push that rock." So he went out there and he started pushing the rock. And he pushed this rock and he pushed this rock and he pushed this rock and he pushed this rock. This rock didn't budge, but he pushed it gleefully and joyously because God had given him a job to do and he was on it. So he was pushing this rock every day, all day long. He'd go in for dinner, take a shower, take his bath, get up for sadhana the next day, come back out there and push that rock some more. He was pushing this rock. This went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally his friends came by. You know how friends can be. They said, "Hey brother, what you doing out here pushing this rock? I've been watching you pushing this rock all month long and it ain't moving nowhere. Why are you still out here pushing this rock? I'd give it up if I were you." And good friends, you know, they're looking out for him. They think they don't want him to waste his time pushing this rock for nothing. But he keeps going. They find he keeps pushing this rock. But all the time now, he's got some doubt. The doubt has been put in his brain. Well, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should be doing something else. Maybe this is futile. So this doubt made the rock heavier and harder to push. But he continued on. Finally, he started praying to God, "I need a sign. What am I really doing? Why am I doing this? Why do I keep pushing this rock and it doesn't go anywhere?" Finally, God said, "What do you want?" He says, "I want to know what's supposed to happen. I'm pushing this rock. I've been pushing it for a year and a half. It's not moving. It's not going anywhere." He says, "Well, look, you've got strong shoulders, don't you?" He said, "Well, yeah. Your legs are strong, aren't they?" "Well, yeah, my legs are strong." He says, "And your arms are stronger than they've ever been." "Well, yeah." He says, "Well, what do you want?" God says to him. He says, "I want the rock to move." God said, "Oh, I told you to push the rock. If I want to move the rock, I'll do that myself." Our job as teachers is to push the rock. God bless you and Sat Nam, and thank you.